This is Racing HQ, time to bring you the latest in racing news. And let's go over to New Zealand and have a chat with our good friend Murray Baker. Morning to you, Murray.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Weather setting in for the winter?
Yeah, it looks like it. There's plenty of water around.
Well, I guess it is winter. Have you had a drought during the summer? Has it got bad at all, Murray?
Good here, no. They always get a bit of rain in the Waikato area. It's a big dearing area and horse studs, so the grass is usually green, but we've certainly had some in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Well, is Mongolian Khan still enjoying that grass?
Yeah, no, he's still spelling. He spells about 2K from where I live, so him and Turn Me Loose are there. So,
do you pop up and just wander through the paddocks?
Oh, I had a look the other day. That was about it. I'd really go there. They're a good setup. I'll leave him to it. But no, he's enjoying a good spell.
Is he a horse, given what he's been through in the autumn, is he a horse that just relishes a break and puts on the weight?
When I had a look at him the other day, he was in excellent order. He hadn't put on too much condition. Yeah, it's just the way he's made, I think.
Well, that's good, because you just want to have a normal prep into the spring, don't you?
Yeah, with colts, yeah. You don't want them getting too heavy.
Yeah. You've spoken with, obviously, the owners very keen on getting the horse to a Melbourne Cup, but at this stage, I guess you just get him back and have a prep and see where you do resume. Whether, you know, if it's wet over there, do you bring him to Melbourne early? I guess it's just a wait and see.
Yeah, we'll get him going here first, Andrew, and then almost certainly he'll kick off in Melbourne one of those wait for age races.
Yeah, Memsie or something like that.
Yeah, probably 1600, yep.
Yeah, yeah. You've always been very much, and you proved right in the autumn, that beyond 2000 is where we see his best.
Yeah, no, he's a real staying horse. I mean, he has won two Group 2s at 2000 against his own age. And enlisted, I think that was 2000, but he's a real dead set stayer.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, that's Mongolian Khan. The other one that he's spelling with, you mentioned there, Turn Me Loose. Has he got the prospect of either Sydney or Melbourne in the spring?
Well, he is Melbourne owned, and we'll start him off here first. As you know, he got a virus in Sydney and he came back. All seems well now. And if he can front up here, we'll probably take him to Melbourne.
Yep, okay. Is he a miler?
Yeah, he's a miler, but yeah, he's got plenty of speed though. He's a pretty quick horse. He ran 134 when he won the 2000 guineas.
So he can get more than that? I mean,
I think he might. He's out of a Danehill mare, who's out of a Saddler's Wells, so, you know, on pedigree, you'd hope that he might get 2000.
Yeah, okay. But he's got that turn of speed that you need.
Yeah, he's a fast horse. He can sit up on the pace and sprint off it.
Yeah, understand. Where's your next winner, Murray? Have you got many going into the winter at this time of the year?
Well, we just had a winner first starter, Street Sense, at Te Awa Moodoo, which was pleasing because he's also Melbourne owned by the same owners. A lot of them have turned me loose.
Oh, okay. Well, they'd be pretty happy. That was its first start today, was it?
Paid 17, which was good money because he had Matt Cameron on him, who's the leading jockey here at the moment in the Premiership.
Yeah. All right, so where's your next one? Have you got another one today?
Oh, we got a few in today, but look, the conditions, I think it's a heavy 11, and you really couldn't tip horses with confidence, Andrew. It's just survival.
Yeah, no, I understand.
That's how wet it's got here. I think in one race of Rotorua the other day, they ran the last 646-1.
Yeah, that tells you it's pretty heavy.
Pretty deep.
Was that the day on Saturday they had a heavy 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is very heavy. But anyway, we'll wait and see what unfolds. Good on you, Murray. Keep well, mate.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Murray Baker, with the latest on Mongolian Khan and Turn Me Loose. Two horses heading towards, sounds like, the Melbourne Spring. John Sargent's joining us as we keep that New Zealand flavour. Although, John, I reckon you're an Aussie now, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, because your rugby teams, your league teams are going good, so I'm supporting them now.
Is that how you swing in the wind, is it?
Oh, very much so.
Come on. You've got to be a bit more loyal than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, the Aussie dollar's going pretty good. Murray always talks about the New Zealand dollar to the Aussie dollar, but nothing like winning wherever. And you've got a couple of nice fillies that could end up in Brisbane for the Oaks.
Yes, that's right. I've got a three... three fillies that have got a chance. Well, one, if it, as long as it runs well on Saturday, he's already in the Oaks, Swift Lady, and then they've got two trying to get their champion stage and military lady.
What are you doing with those, given that acceptances have closed now? Is military lady or champion stage, where are they going?
Their acceptance is closed tomorrow. Military lady's going to Kembla over 2,000 metres and going to be ridden by Jay Ford. And champion stage leaves tonight with Swift Lady and is going to run at the Gold Coast over 1,800 on Saturday with Anthony Allen riding.
Okay. Are you just keen to split them at this stage? Is that your thoughts?
Yes, that's right. I have to split them really because I want to. They just need another win to get into the field. And Swift Lady's had a sort of an easy let up a few days in the paddock after her win at Randwick. So the mile will suit her well on Saturday to top her off for the Oaks 2 weeks later.
And have they come on from their wins on the same day at Newcastle? Champion stage won at a mile and military lady won that day at 1850?
They seem to have, Andrew. The military lady reminds me more of Gus the Wind. She's a very out-and-out stayer. You know, she could get 2,400 tomorrow. And even though it's 2,200 the Oaks this year, whereas champion stage is more like Thunder Lady, probably got a bit more brilliance than Caramosa. Yeah. So, but they've done well, Andrew, and but they'll have to front up and win in those class appeals to be a chance in the Oaks anyway.
It's interesting this year, isn't it? I think I'm going off memory now, but is it the Doomben Roses and then the Oaks only a week apart?
Yeah, that's what I've changed with Swift Lady. See, that's why she's gone to Calandraguinea. She would have gone to the Doomben Roses, but when Quintessential won the Oaks, it was 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
Now they've put it a week out. So on some of these lighter frame fillies, they don't need as much, Andrew. They just need to keep happy. And I just thought a week closer, a week away from another week, would suit Swift Lady for the Oaks.
Just suits her to go from Calandra to the Oaks.
Yeah, that's right. She's bred to stay, so I'm not worried about going from mile to 2-2. Rick McMahon rides on Saturday, and after that, we'll be up to the owners who rides in the Oaks.
Okay. So at this stage, they need to perform, but at this stage, you could end up, hopefully, three in the Queensland Oaks.
That's right, at this stage. If it all goes well, if none of them run well on Saturday, it could be none, but that's racing. But as long as Swift Lady, she'll get back over a mile at Calandra. If she's getting home, I'll be happy with that. If she runs in the ways in, let alone winning, she'll be going to the Oaks.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on all of those because it was the way that they won, sitting just off the pace and finishing at Newcastle, my talk of military lady and champion stage, that they look likely types at this sort of trip.
Yeah, they do, and they're bred to stay. One's by Mark the Craftsman and one by Keeper, so the question is not going to worry about the state of the track or the distance.
You've got a couple in today there in the early races. Leap of Legend in race one, fourth run today, off not a bad run. How do you see that horse in the first?
Yeah, it's a chance, Andrew. Blake wrote it last start, a second at Newcastle. He said put blinkers on, so he's the man of the moment, so with him on board and blinkers, that'll help her. And I've got a two-year-old in the next race as well who has been disappointing, but hopefully with the better track conditions, Cafe Bell will go a bit better.
Yep, that's race two, number two. All right, John, good luck with the weekend ahead. Sounds like it's a crucial one for you.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks, John. Bye. John Sargent there running through them. Now, joining us from Godolphin / Dali is their CEO, Henry Plumtree. Morning to you, Henry.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I know you've been out and about this morning catching up with Brazen Bow. I'll talk about that in a moment. But chatting with you off air earlier this morning, the decision's been made that Earthquake has been retired and she'll head to the breeding barn.
Yeah, she's going to head to the breeding barn, Andrew. I don't think we can add much more to her CV. Champion two-year-old. She was probably a bit stiff a couple of times as a three-year-old. Probably tracks in the spring didn't help her. And she had a couple of issues that, you know, that meant that we had to do stop-start preparations both times. But, look, she couldn't really do much more. She was champion two-year-old and she's a Blue Diamond winner. She ran second in a slipper. Lovely filly to put to stud. And I don't want to keep running her and have her run below her best because it's not good for her and it's not good for us and it's not her anyway. She's off to the breeding barn.
She gave you so much in her two-year-old life. I guess people can say, oh, she didn't come quite back as three, but you mentioned Niggles. But her two-year-old memories, I think, will live forever. She was so dominant in that year.
Well, I remember that day that she won her maiden start at we were in Melbourne. It was the final day of the carnival in Melbourne, and she won that race in Sydney just like an extraordinarily good filly, and that was a very exciting moment for us because I think, you know, Peter thought immediately this is a blue diamond filly, and she didn't let us down. And in fact, as a two-year-old, her only defeat was in the Golden Slipper when she was on a rain-affected surface and James McDonald rode an absolute blinder on Moss Fun and got up on the rail and beat her. But she was a phenomenal filly, at her best. And, during the spring, we just had a bit of bad luck. I mean, John did the very best he could do with her, but she had a couple of niggles. She hit a couple of wet tracks, which she hates. And, it all conspired to probably just make us think, well, are we going to go back to her best form as a four-year-old? The likelihood is not. And I said to you earlier on, Andrew, sometimes with these two-year-olds have a very tough campaign in the autumn. Mm. Sometimes they don't come back as good as they might.
Yep. No, I understand that point. Her last run ends up being the William Reid, where it looked like she was going to drop out and sort of finish dead set last, and then she sort of came again the last 100, didn't she?
Yeah, well, she had a few traffic problems that day, and, I think that was probably the issue. She couldn't really make a run anywhere. And that's luck of the draw at Moonee Valley. That can happen. But I think you can go on making excuses for them. But I think the reality with her is her best days were behind her. And the best days for us will be with her in the paddock with a foal at foot.
Yeah, understand. All right, so Earthquake, the winner of the 2014 Blue Diamond, goes off to the breeding barn. As I mentioned, you're now, of course, owners of Brazen Bow with the original group and the horses destined for Royal Ascot. I know you've been to Chris's stables this morning. How's he looking? I mean the horse, not Chris either.
No, Chris looks pretty good. He always does. He's extraordinary. There's not many trainers look good at quarter to nine in the morning when they've been at work for 4 hours, but he looks all right.
Yeah.
look, he looks absolutely spot on for where you'd want him, Andrew, at this stage. He's leaving on June the 3rd, and Chris has considered all the options in terms of transport and the race at Ascot. And he's taken the view that he'd prefer to land in the UK nearer to the race than further out.
Yep.
So he leaves on June the 3rd. He will have a trial up the straight at Flemington on May the 29th. And he is trialing at Rose Hill on Monday morning.
Okay, so Monday morning. Yeah.
Monday morning trial. Flemington on the 29th. And then I think Brazen Bow gets on the plane with Shamar Wind on June the 3rd, and Grant Morgan gets on the plane with 41 of his owners on whenever it is with the Yellow Tie Brigade. And they're set for a big week. I hope, for their sake and for Sheikh Mohammed's sake, I hope they have a fantastic week over there, win, lose or draw, because it is one of the great occasions on the world racing calendar.
No doubt about that. And to have a runner in the race is fantastic for them. Henry, thank you for your time this morning. We'll stay in contact with Brazen Bow. And I think we're going to have a chat with Chris on Friday. I think Brazen's just going to do a little bit of galloping on Friday. And we're going to have a chat that morning about the horse as well. Thanks for your time, Henry.
No problem, Andrew. All the best.
Henry Plumtree there from Godolphin. Earthquake has been retired to the breeding barn. Looking forward to her progeny in the years to come. Well, of course, on Saturday in Adelaide, it's the Group 1 Goodwood. The field came out yesterday. Let's talk about one of the interesting runners, Blackheart Bart, trained by Perth trainer Vaughan Sigley. Vaughan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. This has been a name for a little while. I've been talking to you sort of off air along the road over the last couple of months, and it was a road trip, wasn't it? You brought the horse via the road from Perth to Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, he's type of horse where he can get a little bit upset about this or that, and we weren't prepared to throw him on a plane. So he's travelled over, took 2.5 days to get over by float, but a few stops on the way, and he's done really well.
How long did it take? You mentioned stops, but how long did it take?
It was 2.5 days.
2.5 days. Sorry, you did say that just then. I don't know whether I could do it, but obviously the horse is on a float and you stop and that sort of thing. He's coped with it and you've given him time to get over it?
Yeah, no, he's... we just went a bit easy on him the first couple of days, but he came back and was bouncing around pretty quickly. So, we were just able to start working how we liked.
And he's had his last little workout this morning. How happy are you going into Saturday?
Yeah, no, we're very happy with him. He's galloped this morning. He's clean in the wind and feeling well. So bright as.
Now, I don't know whether any of the owners fancy a punt, but once that final field came out yesterday, Vaughan, they tightened up on Tab. I think they were about 7-5. Any of the owners' money, do you feel?
I think those boys might have had the majority of theirs on already. They were sort of like hitting him up at 21s. So around the place, 21s, 18s, I heard. I heard one of my mates actually got 168-1 on this race into the Stradbroke, which he just went and said, I had 100 on that. He said, that's nearly 17 grand. I thought, geez, it's a fair whack, but yeah.
He'll be paying, if you win on Saturday, he'll be paying for everything to get the horse to Brisbane.
look, he's, well, let's, you know, look, we first things first, obviously, we'll see how we go in this race, but if he can win this, we're keen to go up.
Mate, he's won 4 on the trot going back to New Year's Day. His last run at Bunbury coming beautifully off the pace and dashed away to win by 5 or a bit over 5 lengths. He's trialled before you left home. He's in really good form here. Many of our Eastern State followers may not know the horse, but he goes pretty good.
Yeah, no, we think so. And he deserves his chance of coming over for a race like this. He carried 61 kilos that day when he won by 5.5. And yeah. He's just really hit his straps. He's a horse that came on a little bit. He took a little bit to mature, and he's hasn't done any better since that last prep, and he's just really come on. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully he's good enough to perform up to the top level.
The other key here is your jock, Glenn Smith. He really knows the horse, and I know he's been in Adelaide the same time as the horse, just getting to know Adelaide a little bit.
Yeah, it's... Glenn's got a real good handle on the horse, and we couldn't be happier with him being here to ride him.
Mate, it sounds like you've really mapped it out. We wish you the best on Saturday. I think, in summary, listening to you, that the horse is spot on for this test on Saturday.
Yeah, no, we feel pretty happy with him. So it's, obviously you come over here and you're going up against the best class of horse he's ever gone against. Track-wise, we've never been on a soft track or anything with him, so that's something different. But you just never know. We can't control the weather, but we're here and we're feeling pretty confident with him. He's feeling well, and we think everything's spot on. Yeah.
How is the weather forecast? Just finally, Vaughan, is there meant to be some rain or not?
Well, they say it's supposed to clear up over the next couple of days. So. I mean, we looked at the track there last week. We went to the races and had a look at that. And if it's in something similar like that, I think we'll be reasonably happy.
Yep, okay, we'll monitor that. Hey, good luck with the week ahead, Vaughan. I know it's really been mapped out. I hope it all works out for you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Vaughan. Vaughan Sigley there from Perth in Adelaide with Blackheart Bart for the Goodwood. 7-5 with tab.com.au. Last year's winner in the race is lining up again. I talk of Smoke and Joey, and this time will be ridden by Chris Parner. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You must be thrilled with how it's gone since coming across from WA.
I've been quite happy the way things have been going, and riding a few winners lately, so I can't complain.
No. Where do you ride most of your work, or are you getting around Melbourne, Chris?
Ride most of my work at Flemington and Mornington.
Yep, okay. Well, you're covering a bit of ground there anyway, but the opportunities are sort of starting to open. Is this something you want to stick with over time? You want to base yourself in Melbourne?
Yeah, I'd like to stay here for a while and just probably ride in some of the bigger races if that's possible. And, starting to get a bit of support from the bigger trainers. So things are going all right.
You're on this horse, Smoke and Joey. I know you gave it a bit of a test drive on Monday for Wes Hunter. What sort of a feel did he give you?
He worked really good on the course proper at Mornington. He gave me a really good feel. He sprinted up quite nicely the last 400. So I'm expecting to run well Saturday. He's won the race last year and he's fresh again. So, yeah, I think he should go really good.
That seems to be the key. I can't quite remember whether he's first up into it last year or not, but he certainly has been aimed towards this by Wes, hasn't he, to keep a bit of freshness in his legs?
Yeah, that's it. Wes picked this race out a while ago for him, and he's just sort of had to keep him fresh and keep him happy, and, he seems to be working at the moment.
And the main thing is that you've got to know the horse too. I mean, you've ridden him back in some Group 1 races during the autumn time. I know Brad rode in the, your brother rode in the Blamey, but you've had rides on the horse as well.
Yeah, I've ridden him a few times in a few races. I was lucky enough to win a Group 3 on him and second in Group 1. He was performing at some of the best going around in the autumn, so, and about February and March. So, hopefully he can retain that form.
And you feel on Monday, off Monday's gallop, that he's in pretty good order?
Yeah, I think so. The way he galloped and sprinted up, he's at his best.
Now, mate, you're off to sail. I can hear you driving or someone else?
I'm in the car with Michael Walker.
Okay, well, please tell Michael to take it easy, can you?
I'll tell him.
Yeah, please do. Geez, he had a good day at Benalla on Monday, Michael Walker.
Yeah, I don't know. Did he have a good day, did he?
Yeah, no, he had a treat. Hey, mate, have you got a winner for us at Sale? I don't want to put you under the pump too much, given that you probably haven't got a form guide in front of you, but have you got one there?
There's a few nice rides there. I've got one for Robbie Griffiths that... I think she'd go pretty good today. But I'm riding for a few of the bigger trainers and a few nice horses, so hoping for a winner.
Good luck to you, mate. Hope they all go well for you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Chris Parnham on the way to Sale, and he rides Native Land for Robbie, race 5, number 12. Now, we've got to go to the airport at Singapore straight away to catch up with our good friend Casper Founds. Morning, dear Casper.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Been called to the plane?
Yeah, pretty close to it. We fly in about 20 minutes.
No worries at all. Thank you for your time. We just thought we'd talk about Sunday's races at Singapore, where you've got two live chances. Of course, in the sprint, you've got the old favourite Lucky Nine. A Military Attack lines up in the Singapore Airlines International Cup. On him, Military Attack, how's he travelled?
He's travelled up good. He had a few concerns prior to his last run. And I'm lucky I got him through that race. And he's come out of it really well. So we're looking forward to the race on the weekend.
And his form from Hong Kong to this, have you been happy with the way he's been going?
Yeah, he's a lot better than his last start. There's no doubt about that.
Just in fitness and things like that?
Absolutely. He had quite a problem going into that race. We obviously needed that run just to strip him fitter for this race. And he's come out of the race good. And he just kept improving, and he looks really well. His body weight's good here in Singapore, and he looks to be a live chance on the weekend.
For sure. Is he? How's the weather meant to be? Because when it rains in Singapore, it can, and it's normally pretty humid. He likes it sort of pretty firm track, doesn't he?
Yeah, he tends to handle. He can handle most surfaces, but I prefer it a decent track on the night for both horses.
And the weather's okay
there right now. The weather's on and off, mate. It's very hot here, so obviously you'll get rain through the day, but it just depends whether it rains on the night or not. Otherwise, we should be fine.
What about Lucky Nine, the much-travelled Lucky Nine? How do you feel he's going out of the recent runs in Hong Kong?
Yeah, I mean, he's come off a couple of substandard runs, so it's going to be tough. But, he's trying to win three in a row, so I had to bring him back here to defend his crown. And, again, he's another horse that tends to, when it comes to Singapore, to bring his best races. So, you know, I know he's getting on, he's eight, but he's worthy of having another crack at it.
He went to Dubai, didn't he? He had the run there, and then you've had the one run back in Hong Kong.
Yes, correct, yeah. And so, you know, yeah, hopefully hopefully he'll start to get back on song. And I know he's getting old, but sometimes, you know, they can switch it on and off. So hopefully he switches on for the night on Sunday.
Okay. I know Brett Prebble's riding him, and Zach Purton's on Military Attack. So you've called on the full Hong Kong team to come and ride in Singapore.
That's right, mate. So yeah, let's hope we can have some success like we have done in the past. So it's going to be exciting.
And one final one, confirmation late yesterday that the star Abel Friend, trained by John Moore, is going to Royal Ascot to run in the Queen Anne. You've trained and seen many stars in Hong Kong. Is this horse quite possibly the best that's ever raced there in your time?
Yeah, I really think he is the best. I mean, we've had some great horses, but he's an imposing horse, and he just tends to do everything so easy. So he's untapped, you know. It'd be interesting to see how he goes over there, but I would say they'd be needing a really good horse to be beating them.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, we'll let you get on the plane. Good luck on Sunday. I hope they run well for you. Have you got one? Is there a meeting tonight?
There is a meeting tonight. I've got a decent chance with a horse called Great Top Light. So hopefully he'll win for us at Happy Valley.
Righto. We'll watch for that later on. Good on you, mate. Safe travels, Casper.
Thanks, mate.